The G20 summit began on Saturday with a plea from the host of the gathering, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi.
We must do all we can to overcome our differences. And we must rekindle the spirit that led to the creation of this group.
Coming into the summit, leaders from the world's major economies agreed to a minimum global corporate tax of 15%, meant to reduce abuse of offshore loopholes. The biggest issues, though, are proving the most difficult: COVID-19 vaccine equity and taking effective action on the climate crisis. A draft statement from the group shows it's struggling to get member countries to truly commit to capping global warming at the 1.5 degree mark, a benchmark scientists have said is required to avoid disaster. And this comes just days before the climate change conference in Glasgow. Some key leaders opted to attend only via remote video. Chinese President Xi Jinping made only vague comments about China opening up further to the world, but made no mention of China's role as a major global polluter. Russian President Vladimir Putin had a more pointed request on vaccine recognition. Russia's Sputnik COVID-19 vaccine has not been approved for use by the U.S. or the European Union. In hopes of reviving the Iran nuclear deal, U.S. President Joe Biden met on the sidelines with the leaders of the U.K., France, and Germany. They later issued a statement warning of the dangers of a nuclear-capable Iran. Outside the security perimeter, protesters gathered to call attention to various causes.
Thousands of protesters from disparate groups have come out into the street here in Rome on Saturday. Some are calling for action on the climate crisis. Others are marching against capitalism. They all have one message, though, and that's for world leaders to address global inequity and climate change now.
We're marching today because we're asking for more concrete policies on climate change, since the G20 is happening right now in Rome.
The summit will continue on Sunday. People will be watching closely to see if a closing group statement will go far enough in addressing climate change. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Rome.